And welcome back to Out of the Woods. The Small Glories are here. J.D. Edwards and Kara Luft, and they got some more songs for you.
This is that Neil Young tune I was telling you about.
Awesome. Awesome. The Small Glories. Yeah. Neil Young tune. What was the title of that one again?
It's called Don't Let It Bring You Down.
Don't Let It Bring You Down. Yeah. Nice stuff. Well, what else I got on my list here?
You tell us.
Tell us, John. My favorite color is purple. My middle name is Lynn. My first name is not Carla. We just got a little something in from our publicist today, and they often people when they write reviews or a post, they'll put Carla Luft and DJ Edwards.
Wow, more Carla than DJ.
That's funny.
But yeah,
I've had Clara Lust and Carla Huft. Those are my two alter egos. One of them is an adult only entertainer, and the other one I think is just like. Maybe a children's entertainer, Carla Huft. That could be Clara Lust adult. Yeah, anyways.
Some sort of dragon from...
Yeah, I know. I was thinking of Puff the Magic Dragon.
Folks, well, gee whiz. My goodness. We should mention the website.
Yes, yeah, we should.
You have a new website.
www.thesmallglories.com.
And we're all over Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those fun social media thingies.
And YouTube, if you dare.
Oh, yes, YouTube, if you dare.
No, there's some good stuff there, man.
Well, I know I should talk about the new CD, Wondrous Traveler, but my wife has a request, too. And I know you guys play it. You did it on Darlingford, Mike Scott, his tune.
Oh, Bring Them All In.
Is that one you could possibly
we
do?
We can definitely do that. You know, I've loved this song for a really, really long time, and I brought it to the Jennies. And then after I left the Jennies, they didn't really play it, and I didn't really play it. And then people started requesting it at my shows. And so I decided it would be really cool to revisit it on the Darlingford album. And had a friend of ours in Winnipeg sing it with me. And then once I started singing with JD, it was like the floodgates opened and the song took on yet another life. And it's actually one of our, well, we really love playing this song live, so.
Bring them out of exile.
Small Glories once again for you here on Out of the Woods. Yeah.
You know, it's when I first heard that song, I was blown away because I think that great songs are great songs regardless of who wrote them, and they need to be shared and they need to be sung, and I think that is one of the great songs out there. And so I'm just really pleased that JD and I get to sing it and share it because it's so beautiful. Yeah.
Definitely has a different feel with JD on it. Yeah. Didn't Mike work on that with you on Darlingford?
Mike.
Mike Scott?
No.
Who was singing with you on that one?
A friend of ours named JP.
Oh my goodness. It sounds just like him on it, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's got a very similar, yeah, okay. JP Ho. He's a great Winnipeg musician who's a good friend of ours. And yeah, it was a really neat project for me because I had all these male singers on the album because I was going through this phase of, I really miss harmony singing and I really want to sing with guys. There was just something. I had Tim O'Brien sing on a couple of songs on the album, and another Winnipegger named Keith McPherson, a guy over in England named Andy... Brain fart. It's the rain. I'm staring at the rain. Andy Worthington. And then my friend Scott Polley from England too. So it was a really interesting, cool thing to have all these male voices surrounding me. And it really got me thinking more seriously about wanting to start a duo project with a guy. And so when JD and I met, it was about to get together for the Winnipeg West End Cultural Center show. It was about 6 months after Darlingford had been released, and I'd already, during the process of recording Darlingford, been thinking about, oh, I want to start a duo project. And then I sang with JD, and I went, holy crap, this might be it.
Yeah.
But as he said, it took us a year. We both had a lot of stuff going on. I had just released Darlingford. JD was working with his band. He's working with another group called Dry Bones, and they were quite busy. You guys were going to Australia, and there was a lot going on in both of our lives. So we're just, I think, the decision to start the duo happened at the right time for each of us. It's a little bit of a shift in our careers, and doesn't mean we can't go back and do those other projects or keep our finger in those other pies. But right now we're both really excited about what the Small Glories has coming down the pipe. And there's a lot of interest, and we're just really pleased. We're really excited about it.
So are we.
Yay!
Yeah. It's great. I'm really glad you guys found each other, because this is something else. I was amazed when I heard it. It's just like hits you in the face hearing you guys sing together. It's just like, bam! You know, it really is something else.
We each have large lungs.
Yes. I would always say to JD, you sing so loud. Can you sing quieter? And he's like, yeah, but you talk and laugh so loud. So when we started singing together, he's like, you need to sing louder. I'm like, I can't. And he says, but you're so loud when you shriek. So we both have very, very large lungs.
Well, it's certainly been a pleasure having you guys here.
Thank you, John, for us, I guess, before we have to hit the road.
Yeah, man, this is this song is the title track of our brand new CD, Wondrous Traveler. This is actually two songs. The first song is called Wondrous Love, and the second song is called The Traveler. These come from an old tradition called shape note singing. This is old gospel music for anybody who doesn't know. And for those of you who don't know what sacred harp singing or what shape note singing is, if you can picture your hymnal or your sheet music, although you'll be singing those notes, you have to replace the notes that you see on the page with shapes, triangles, squares, diamonds, and circles. And those shapes have words associated with them, la, so, fa, and mi. And the idea is that if you didn't know how to read, or if you weren't weren't knowledgeable of the music, you would use those words and use those shapes to learn the melodies, learn your harmony parts. And once you got it, you would go through back with the lyrics. Traditionally, you would hear it in four parts, an a cappella, so with your bass, tenor, alto, and soprano. And if you were to witness it, you would see people sitting in a square in their sections. And yes, of course, so we play our instruments here, but you'll have to imagine two other voices, I guess. But It's a quite a beautiful music, and we think, you know, we both come from families and histories of going to church and a lot of spirituality in our history and our past, and so this is a bit of a throwback and a bit of how we can show a little bit respect for our parents and for our forefathers and foremothers before us, and we hope you really enjoy it, and it goes like this. Kara's going to start it off with Wondrous Love.
Thank you.
The Small Glories. Yeah, great stuff. And that's the title track.
It sure is.
Off that new one, which you can now get in the States. It's called Wondrous Traveler. And once again, The Small Glories. J.D. Edwards and Kara Luft, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us, John.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, well, one thing I like to do when folks go out is when they have a new CD, play a track. So what should I play?
I think you should play Something to Hold On To.
All right, we'll do that for you. Here they are, The Small Glories. We'll be right back after this.
There's a light on in your house, but you're not home today. And each time I've come on by, it seems so far away. Can you give me some reason to hold on? Can you give me some reason? Some friends knocking on my door, wondering where I've been. Tired of mining for your heart, come up for air again. Can you give me some reason? Think, looking out over the water, where it's dark enough to see all of the best things. Oxen.